From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The world's most photographed soccer player is heading to a place where all superstars seem to wind up eventually. Today, David Beckham said that he is moving to Los Angeles after signing a $250 million deal to play soccer for the LA Galaxy for the next 5 years. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, Beckham and the fans both have a lot to gain.
Why would David Beckham leave European stardom for the Galaxy far, far away? Hollywood may have something to do with it. After all, there's already been a movie named after him.
And David Beckham gets the ball yet again for Manchester United. He's really taking responsibility every time they have possession, and this is really a reflection of the way he's been playing and captaining England.
Even before Bend It Like Beckham hit theaters, the 31-year-old midfielder was a celebrity, known for his good looks and his free kicks for top teams Manchester United and Real Madrid.
Beckham! Goal!
Beckham even married a star, Victoria Adams, better known as Posh Spice of the Spice Girls. They immediately became one of the hottest couples in Europe, something for which Beckham was ribbed on the Ali G TV show.
Now, Beckham, do you reckon the better the footballer you is, the fitter the girl you go out with?
Obviously.
The Hollywood press claims the former Spice Girl and her handsome soccer husband are already house hunting in Malibu, but not everyone in L.A. is starstruck. Just listen to the banter on Beckham on one sports talk radio station in Los Angeles this morning.
Yeah, and here's our collective reaction.
Will suddenly take a huge interest.
None of these women are going to buy a ticket to go out to
that's
a Galaxy game.
The women are excited because he's hot, and that's all they're excited about.
Despite the blasé attitude of some, the news drew an enthusiastic response from many Angelinos.
Yeah, I think it's excellent. I think it's brilliant. I think it's absolutely fabulous. I love David Beckham. Even though he's no longer the England captain, I still think he's a fantastic player. Love him.
British expats Beverly Robinson and Lisa Powers work at Ye Olde King's Head, a pub and store in Santa Monica.
In terms of bringing tourists to Los Angeles, I think it's great for Los Angeles. I think it's great for British-American relations as well. I mean, when he signed to Real Madrid, as much as I'm not a huge soccer fan, I know that they overtook Manchester United, you know, with the jerseys, with the merchandise. I think it could really do good things for Los Angeles, for the Galaxy, for Major League Soccer.
I think he's going where the money is, because obviously Madrid is a far more superior team than the American team, without a doubt. And I think he's truly going where the money is. Like, he needs it, though. You know what I mean? David Beckham hardly needs money, does he?
Beckham's five-year deal is being called the biggest in sporting history, and soccer fans are hoping his arrival even further boosts the popularity of soccer in the U.S. Christian Ojogo runs Soccer Shop USA in Los Angeles. He says he's already been getting requests for the Galaxy jersey Beckham will wear when he arrives here in August.
With Beckham coming to the Galaxy, I would expect the stadium to be sold out almost every time there's a home game. Everybody says they can't wait. I mean, the world is, we just can't wait for David to get out here and start bending them like Beckham, you know?
The Galaxy says it's already getting a return on its investment. The team says it sold 1,000 season tickets this morning after the deal was made public. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.